every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
Reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Those who had been scattered by the persecution that arose because of Stephen went as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but Jews. There were some Cypriots and Cyrenians among them, however, who came to Antioch and began to speak to the Greeks as well, proclaiming the Lord Jesus. The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The news about them reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to go to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart, for he was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. And a large number of people was added to the Lord. Then he went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him back to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a large number of people, and it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
All you nations, praise the Lord. All you nations, praise the Lord. His foundation upon the holy mountains the Lord loves. The gates of Zion, more than any dwelling of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God. All you nations, praise the Lord. I tell of Egypt and Babylon among those who knew the Lord, of Philistia, Tyre, Ethiopia. This man was born there. And of Zion they shall say, one and all were born in her, and he who has established her is the Most High Lord. All you nations, praise the Lord. They shall note when the peoples are enrolled, this man was born there, and all shall sing in their festive dance, my home is within you. All you nations, praise the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them, and they follow me.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter. And Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, how long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
At the Council of Nicaea, which was in the year 325, at that time the church had to come out from a time of perhaps underground or persecutions or martyrdoms and so forth, and deal with some of the questions about who the person of Christ is. Is he truly equal to the Father? You know, is he subordinate to the Father? Was he made by the Father? Is he a creature versus God? And at the Council of Nicaea, we get, of course, the what we call today the Nicene Creed, 325. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, which means of the same substance with the same substance. One God in three persons. That was a really challenge to the early Christians to figure out. But I think today is an interesting, we talk about the teachings today. We call the church, you might say the Pope and the bishops, you know, the magisterium, magister, the teaching of the church. The magisterium tries to look at the what we believe and what people think and how to resolve those issues. You know, what is it that, and somehow, of course, the Holy Spirit will teach us all truth. But he works through the Pope and the bishops in defending the faith. Which brings us to the readings today. Basically, the first reading is an interesting thing because there's a persecution going on in the church, and Stephen was martyred and so forth. And now the church is going, being scattered. It's like the diaspora for fear of further persecution. But they go and proclaim the word of God wherever they are. And the church has to resolve issues now. You know, like, what do we do with the Greeks now? Because now they're hearing the gospel and their wonders are happening and stuff like that. You know, how do we bring unity in the midst of this diversity? And that is the work of the Holy Spirit as well. And we always live in this tension between unity and uniformity, or between, you might say, the charisms of that the Holy Spirit gives and bringing those charisms together to serve one another, the unity, like the body of Christ. You know, we're always living in this tension, you know. But the issue is really about the Holy Spirit always brings about unity, even in the diversity. And if the church is not becoming diverse and becoming more divided, and it's not the Holy Spirit that is doing that, it's usually people's opinions about how things should be or what they decide the truth should be. And we live in a day and age where freedom itself means that nobody should tell me what to do. I should be able to decide that for myself, whether that's about Christian anthropology or about doctrine or whatever. The people become selective of what they believe, and this is why we have to have a magisterium, while we have the Pope and the bishops together to teach. We know that the Holy Spirit will guide us throughout the ages, as it did at a very difficult time for the church, the Council of Nicaea. But today we profess our faith from that council, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one in being or consubstantial with the Father. Through him, all things were made.